What's up, guys? Nick here. What's going on? Happy Friday to you. Welcome. This is the season four premiere of Freedom Friday. So for those of you joining me either on Facebook, on YouTube, or you're listening to this on Anchor on the podcast, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this is your first time, if it's your first time catching the Freedom Friday broadcast, welcome, and I hope you enjoy it. Today is going to be a special one. One, because, you know, like I said, it's the season four premiere, so we have a lot of great things coming for Freedom Friday, and a lot of different things that I have working on for you guys. So make sure, if you're not already following me on Facebook to catch the live show, go to my Facebook profile, go to following, and then click see first so you always catch the Freedom Friday post. What's up, Nick? What's going on, man? Thank you for joining, guys. I always love when you guys say hi when you come in, especially today, because here's the other clue. Today is my birthday. If you haven't caught on to the Facebook post yet, it is my birthday today, so it's a special broadcast day for me. So I've been celebrating all month, though, but you know, that's just how I do, because of the fact that it's kind of hard to cram it all into just one day. So I figure all month we'll do it up. I've been doing that for the last couple of years. So, you know, let's get the show on the road. In today's show, what I wanted to talk about, as you guys read the title and you can see, an interesting question popped up in my head the other day. What's up, Timo? An interesting question popped up in my head the other day while I was watching a YouTube video. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I was watching a YouTube video, and it was by YouTube channel, a family channel called LNS, and it's with these two young kids. They're not really, really young, but they're in their 20s, you know what I'm saying? You know, like early to mid-20s. And, you know, I've been following their YouTube for a minute and stuff like that, but you know, it's just, you know, certain things are to be expected, you know, when, you know, you're not so mature yet and things like that. And that's my opinion. But one of the things that they're talking about in this YouTube channel on LNS is that this guy Landon and his girlfriend, you know, they have been wanting to, you know, make things more serious and things like that. And they really, really, really had been back and forth about where the relationship is going and things like that. But honestly, this latest entry was like, yeah, no, because they got to the point where they were like, hey, you know what? It's time to have kids. And what really happened in the video that kind of threw me was they asked their parents, well, I think the guy's name is Landon. The guy asked his mom and his dad what they thought and things like that. And they gave their opinions and things like that. But more importantly, their parents asked them a fundamental question. You know, what made you think you're ready and things like that? And his girlfriend, Shyla, she said something that really, really threw me for a loop. She was just like, she doesn't know about marriage, because, like, you guys know that when you talk about, you know, getting serious and things like that, usually, especially because, you know, me personally, the first thing I think about when you talk about getting serious is marriage, you know. And before you think about taking things any further than that, you know, that's the first thing. I mean, that's just how I think. But I think most people would think that. But then again, I thought about it, because she said marriage to her is a bigger commitment than having kids. So they're ready to have, what it was is they're ready to have a baby, and they're ready to start a family and things like that. They feel like they're ready. They're in a better financial position, a more stable financial position, which is key. And, you know, they don't have to want for a lot as far as money and things like that. You know, they built some decent careers and things like that, especially, you know, what they do. And they feel like they're ready. But here's the thing. You can really tell where somebody's head is at when you ask them about their focus. And one of the things that came up is that, listen, you know, you guys might want to seriously think about, you know, whether you're going to get married and things like that. And I know in today's day, in 2019, you know, that people have varying opinions on marriage and things like that. And, you know, it's just one of those things where people don't necessarily see the need for the institution, which is pretty sad because, you know, over the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years, things have been really changing as far as how people view the commitment. And, you know, I'm just curious to know, what do you guys think? What do you guys think as far as that? Is it really that, you know, having kids is less of a commitment than getting married to somebody? Now, personally, I believe the reverse because, yes, both commitments are supposed to be for the rest of your life, and one's more so than the other, being that marriage, you promise that it's forever, and it's supposed to be in the sight of God that you get married till death do you part. That's what the vows say, you know. But then having kids, like, that's a forever commitment that you can't choose or undo. Yeah, that's a better way to put it. You can't undo that choice once it's made. And once the baby's there and stuff like that, you commit to raising it. That's, you know, as we're not going to delve into abortion and things like that. That's a whole nother video for a whole nother time. But once the baby is there, you know, you're raising the baby, something like that. That's not something you can undo. You know what I'm saying? I have two kids myself. You know, I have a 6-month-old. He turned 6 months today. You know what I'm saying? And I have a two-year-old daughter. You can't undo that. Regardless to what you think about marriage, regardless to what you think about society's opinions on marriage and things like that, you can't undo that. You can't go back and say, yeah, let me take the kid back because I'm not getting along with the mom or I'm not getting along with the dad or whatever it is. So it really threw me. I was like, really, is that where people's head is at? Especially the younger generation. And I'm not trying to make fun. I'm not trying to poke. This is not shade. None of that. I love the channel, the YouTube channel of these guys, LNS. I love them. I love their spark. I love the way, you know, they're funny and things like that. You know, I'm not trying to throw shade at none of them because, you know, they're good people. However, what I do have beef with is the mindset, you know, and I realize everybody has their own opinion about that, but come on, seriously, like, marriage is a bigger commitment in today's society. You know, marriage is just a piece of paper. And, you know, it's sad even in the church that, you know, the divorce rate is not any better than secular relationships, secular marriages. It's not any different. And, you know, then the, what is it, 50%? 50% marriages end in divorce in the secular world, especially that, you know, when you see certain dynamics and stuff like that. But in the church, it's no different, which is sad. So the overall landscape of the institution of marriage is a far cry from what it used to be. So here's the thing. I just don't understand because I see it all the time. I see it all the time where people, they get into relationships, they fall in love and things like that. You know, they have the time that they had, they had to go through the honeymoon phase or whatever it is, and they figure, okay, well, you know, it's time to get serious. Let's you know, I want to be serious with you. How about we start a family? It's like, wait, so you don't want to have that concreteness to your relationship? And I'm sorry, but to me, having that concrete established in your relationship, that foundation starts with marriage, because you can't tell me that you're serious about somebody enough to have kids with them and give them and share your genes with them in this new life and commit to raising another life, and you're not into marrying them. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. That, I mean, maybe it's just me, but that doesn't make any sense to me. For one, if you are serious about someone, and I've seen this in my life, and I've noticed that among my friends and things like that. Like, if a woman is serious about a man, if a man is serious about a woman, he's going to want to marry her or him. It's just the way it is. It's just the way that most of us are wired. There are people, like, honestly, before I got married, I didn't necessarily want to get married. I wasn't necessarily in that place. I really wasn't trying to do that. But is it really a bigger commitment? When you talk about raising kids and you talk about having, do you realize that you got to be with that person forever, ever? Like, regardless of what other relationship you start, regardless of what other way in life you choose to go, you still got to deal with the baby mama. You still got to deal with the baby daddy. Like, that's forever. Your kid, and even God forbid that you lose the child, you know, through life circumstances. God forbid, again, you know, I don't ever want to see here, you know, it's never a good thing to lose a child. But even in that case, like, seriously, thank you, Marvin. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you guys for all the comments. But guys, listen, there's no way to get around that. Even in that case, you guys are still connected because you had a kid together. You know what I'm saying? So how is it? Help me out, y'all. How is it that having kids is less of a commitment than getting married to someone? And as we're in the subject of marriage, because I know this is kind of straying off of, you know, what we usually talk about as far as money, finance, business, and things like that, but we're talking about all aspects of freedom here. And freedom is in relation. You need freedom in relationships too. So here, you know, in marriage, you know, one of the main things of you know, the institution of marriage is a oneness. You leave to cleave. The Bible says you leave, a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And, you know, the wife should, you know, respect her husband and honor her husband, and the husband's supposed to love and honor his wife and things like that. If you are serious about somebody, more importantly, if you love this person so much that you don't want them to be with no one else but you, you don't want to be with nobody else but them, why wouldn't you do it? I know people, and not to knock nobody who's doing this, nobody who's in that situation right now, but seriously, I know people that have been together in a relationship, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend, for 15,000 years, and they still ain't married. It's like, what y'all waiting on? What y'all waiting on? Y'all waiting on God to be like, yeah, you know you should really do that? And He been said that. That's the thing. You have to realize that there's really, what, let me ask you this. Seriously speaking, what is really separating y'all from other married people that made the decision and signed the paper and made the commitment in front of God and all their friends and family? What is separating that you guys from the, you guys that have been together? If you have been together over 5 years, y'all happy, y'all have kids, y'all, you know what I'm saying, you guys are well on the way to building some kind of life together. You've been, especially more than 5 years, y'all need to go ahead on and do that. go, you know, and I don't care about, you know, you don't got the money, you don't have the money to do this big old wedding. You don't got to do the big old wedding, because who's the big old wedding for? Yes, women and ladies, I get it. Women, they look forward to their wedding day from the day they were, you know, they knew about it and they dreamed about it every day of their lives, and they want the most special biggest blowout that, you know, that you could ever see. I get that. However, if the woman is really in love with the man that she's in love with, and she's ready to marry him and things like that, and he's ready to marry, listen, she don't care about that. Listen, she don't care about that at all. Y'all could get married at the court. I know this sounds bad, but you know, in contrast to the big wedding, but honestly, all that really matters on the day that you get married is the fact that you and your husband, or you and your soon-to-be husband, you and your soon-to-be wife, that you guys are standing across from each other, ready to start your life together. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. You know, yeah, you want your parents there and things like that. You want your best friend there. You want your boys there. You want your girls there and things like that to be, you know, with you and celebrate with you. But honestly, the pageantry, the cake, the music, the dancing, the outfits, all that's for the day. People have this modern misconception that the bigger your wedding is, the bigger the blowout is, that the longer your marriage is gonna last. No. In Jesus' name, no. If you look at some of the largest weddings, that's in my opinion, my humble opinion, that's how you know they ain't gonna last. They got this huge, big blowout wedding, and then, you know, it's rare that you have this huge, big blowout wedding, and then you see them go on for 30, 40, 50 years of marriage. The lion's share of stories that I have heard, in my opinion, I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but in my opinion, the lion's share of the marriages that lasted 40, 50, 60, 70 years. If you go back in their love story, they got married in some of the most humble beginnings. You would rarely ever see the big blowout wedding that lasted 40, 50 years or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not the rule, it's the exception. You know what I'm saying? Because people focus on the day. They put too much focus on the day, where it's all about the dress, it's all about the tux, it's all about the cake, it's all about the catering, it's all about the guest list, it's all about those things. But what about you two? What about you who are about to get married? What about that? Like, that should be the focal point, because that, after everything is done, champagne's done, food's done, drinks are done, you know, family and friends are gone. Eventually, y'all gonna have to go home and close that door behind you. And I'm not just talking about on the night, because y'all talk, you know, I could already see half of y'all faces. Oh, yeah, it's about to be wedding night. Yeah, I'm talking about after the wedding night. After the honeymoon phase, after you get back from vacation, after, you know, you celebrating and things like that, right when you guys get home, that's what it's about. That's where the commitment starts. And that's when people have to realize that the work begins. From the time that you start a relationship with a person, that's when the work begins. And it's not about what you look like in front of everybody else. And that's the common thing that's missed, is that you focus so much on the party. Listen, it's a big party. And listen, when it, you know, my anniversary's coming up, and you know, next month, and I'm super happy you know, to be married to the woman who I'm married to. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we love to have fun. We love to do the party thing, you know, for the wedding and things like that. But listen, if that's not the most important thing, that's not the most important thing. But when you talk about the institution of marriage to love, honor, and cherish until the day you die, that, yeah, that sounds scary, but you think about this. You gotta put your effort, you gotta put, when you got kids, and parents, put a one in the comments if you agree. If you have kids, you already know that life stopped being about you. Life stopped being about you from the time, the day that you hear that cry in the hospital. And as a matter of fact, it starts before that. When your wife or your girlfriend, they get pregnant and stuff like that, and you know this is legitimate, the baby coming in 9 months, life stops being about you. From then onward, for the rest of your life, life is no longer about you. For the rest of your days, regardless of how the relationship goes with your husband, with your wife, with your girlfriend. I mean, I'm being real because, you know, I know a lot of people in the church will say, you know, you shouldn't put more light than necessary on out of wedlock marriages, but they happen, and we got to be real about that. We have to be real about that. But what I'm saying about that is the fact that people really, especially the generation coming up, you know, you 22, you 23, you know, you just getting out of college, you just getting your life, you know, onto ramp up to start doing things. You got to get things in order, man. And you, when I say get things in order, I don't just mean financially. I don't just mean, you know, finish school and finish, you know, your career and things like that. Your family, your life. And know this from somebody who has kids, from somebody who has dreams of doing it big and have dreams of you know, making a big impact and doing things for me and things like that. Life is not about you once you choose to have kids. And the thing about, look at how many stories out there that there are that people, they you know, life happens. You're not necessarily planning to have a child, but you do, and then that's the way God worked it out. You know, you end up having a baby. But you realize that, you either realize, yes, I'm so happy that I had this child with this person and I'm cool with that, or you think it's the biggest thing, the biggest mistake of your life, because you're like, I didn't know. Listen, the moment was cool, but this ain't that. I wasn't trying to have kids with you. I mean, let's be real. I wasn't trying to, you know, but that's the thing about doing things the way God needs them to be done. Because you meet somebody, you like somebody, you're attracted to somebody, and let's dispel these myths real quick. Because you saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled and water baptized, don't mean you don't burn. Don't mean you don't feel the urge. Don't mean you don't feel like, you know, you got needs. Let's just put it that way. We're human. It happens. You know, that's just a part of our lives as humans. It happens. But your choice to do things God's way, which is marriage first, because in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, he brought the woman to Adam. After he was established and God told him, you know, name all the animals, name everything that's creeping and crawling and flying and swimming and what, you know, he told the man, this is what you do. I've created you, I put you on this earth, I've created you to have dominion over the earth. And then he saw fit that this man shouldn't be alone. And he brought the woman to him. And that's the thing. People have to really look at what you're getting into in both situations. Whether you're talking about marriage or you're talking about having kids, neither one of them should be taken lightly. Neither one of them. Because the one thing I'm learning among many, being a father, is that you don't get to pick the good and the bad that eventually results from your parenting. You don't. There are things that you couldn't anticipate. Yeah, there's things that you try your best to be a good mama. You try your best to be a good dad. You try to be loving, caring, nurturing. You try to be, you know, you try to be mindful. You try to discipline them best you can. You know, that's another topic. You know, being from the islands, like, you know, that's discipline is a whole nother thing. But you try to maintain a balance with all those things. And if, you know, inevitably, I should say, you can't help, you know, creating baggage in your kids. Listen, I had two of the most loving parents, two of the most loving parents ever on this earth. I wouldn't be the man that I am today without my mother and father. You understand? They raised me right. They taught me how to be kind, how to be respectful, how to be courteous, how to have a relationship with God, how to have a relationship with God on my own terms, not just because of them, but because I decide that this is what I want to do with my life. They thank God by his grace that they were able to raise me right. And still, I got issues. I'll be 100% transparent and be like, listen, life ain't perfect for me. I have issues. You know what I'm saying? But by the grace of God, he delivers me through all of them. He will deliver me and he will, you know, he will keep me through all of them regardless, because that's what shapes who you are. And still, you know what I'm saying? Even in the most ideal situations, people think that because you have money, because you have stuff, because you have the ability to give your kids everything they want, you don't have to struggle. And this is partly what I think is to do with that mindset that having a kid is the why this girl Shyla and this guy Landon, they come to the conclusion that having a kid is less of a commitment than marriage. Is because they're financially stable. They're financially stable. I really think that's what it is, because they think it's just about the diapers, it's just about the food, the clothes, the physically providing for that child. It's not just about that. It's not just about that at all. There's so much more to that than you could ever imagine. And as much as you think you're ready to be a parent, nobody, listen, I can tell you right now, there's literally no way you can be 100% ready. If you tell me you 100% ready to have kids and you ready to go, nope, I say you lying. Because as much as you prepare, you can never be ready. One of the craziest things is, listen, I wasn't ready for them blowouts that go up the back. How is that even possible? You got a diaper that come like this, that's supposed to protect all this here, and then it still shoot up the back. And parents, y'all know this, and you got little babies. Listen, that thing missed like this much of the middle. And when you look in the diaper, it's all up their back. And like halfway up the back of the diaper, that's where the poop starts. Who prepares for that? Who prepares for that? Listen, I changed diapers where How you get poop on your scapula? That's back here. How you get poop on your scapula? You prepared for that? You can't be prepared for that. There's nothing in this world that will prepare you for that. Seriously. But even the emotional things. Even the emotional things where your child is sick and they want you to pick them up. And you trying to cook, you trying to clean, and they don't get picked up. They start crying and they start crying hard because their feelings are hurt. You can't, there's things that you can't anticipate. They'll internalize that now because they think you don't love them. And I guarantee you this, when you become a parent, there will be times where you feel like you're a horrible failure at this, when you're actually not. No one's perfect at being a parent. But to be expected to say that you'll do everything perfect, you'll do everything right, you'll be the best parent or whatever it is unrealistic. Even to say, you know, you're fully ready and you're fully prepared, that it's a little naive. I'm not saying somebody can't feel like, okay, now I'm setting my heart about having kids. If I have kids, I'll be happy about it. At bottom line, brass tacks, that's what it is. I can get that. But to say that you want to, one, have a child with someone that is not ready for marriage, I would question where their head is at and how stable our relationship is. Because think about what this is, what that means. You're committed to us having a child forever, but you're not committed to me forever for the rest of your days. I'm sorry, but I would have a problem with that. I would have a big problem with that. What do you mean you want to have kids with me, but you don't want to get married right now? We ain't going to have the kid right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that that has to happen tomorrow, but best believe before that child get here, we get married. Before we even talk about, oh yeah, let's start trying that. Let's get this straight. Before we even talk about trying to have babies, before we even talk about trying to be intimate, let's get this straight. We get married. We might not have the money right now to have the big blowout wedding. We'll get there. But we're making this thing legal. We're making this thing official in the eyes of God. So we are not living in sin. We are not. It's not just even about living in sin. It's the outward statement that this is the man, this is the woman that I am choosing to devote my life to until I leave this earth. What, to me, listen, and this is my opinion, to me, there's nothing more romantic than that. That you want to declare in front of the entire world that I am committed to this person until I leave this earth. There's nothing more romantic than that. For that made me feel like $1 trillion when the woman I'm married to said, yes, I will walk through life with you until the day that we are separated by death. And she stood up in front of God and our family and let everybody know and let God know that, yes, I am in agreement. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. And that the natural progression is that because we love each other, because we're committed to each other, because we're committed to the Word of God and to God Himself and to maintaining our relationship with God and, you know, doing what's right in His sight, that we love each other that much that we will take this step. And then as a loving result of that, we have children. See, the unforeseen circumstance in that is that your children, when they're growing up, they will see mommy, daddy, they love each other, and their husband and their wife, they'll come to learn those terms, and they'll see by example how to do it among so many things that they'll take from you, whether you want them to or not, is that example. How to treat a man, how to treat a woman, how to interact with people, how to handle arguments, how to disagree, how to agree to disagree. All those things you teach your children in that moment. But to say you don't want to get married because you think that's a bigger commitment than having kids is a fallacy. It's a dream. It's a dream. If that's your opinion, and I'm not knocking your opinion, I'm just saying that based on my experience, having done both, it is a horrible misconception to have. Because like I said earlier at the top of the show, both of these are forever. Both of these are forever. One, you make the promise, as far as marriage, you make the promise till death do us part. That's for the rest of your life, right? Regardless of what popular opinion is, that's for the rest of your life, right? You're committed to that person. And having a child is for the rest of your life. Your direct responsibility over them and to guide them may change over the years. My father and mother, even though I'm 36 today, it still doesn't mean I'm not their son. That never changes. Even after God calls them, I will still be their son. I will still be the son of my father, and I will still be the son of my mother. I would still have that distinction. It would never change. So how is that a bigger commitment? I don't understand. I want to know from you guys. Let me know what you think. Put it in the comments below what you think about this topic. Do you think, especially millennials out there, you 30 or less, 20, I don't even know the age right now, 25 to 30 or less, let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know if you think that, which is a bigger commitment, marriage or having kids, in your opinion? If you have kids, please chime in and let them know how it is. If you're married, please chime in and let them know how it is to be married. If you're in either one of those situations and you're thinking about the other, please chime in, because I really want to know from you guys what you think, because it matters. Because I think in our society today, there's so much that gets missed as far as stuff that's passed on. And it's crazy, crazy to think that this is the space that we live in, that we don't celebrate commitment anymore. I mean, this is the world of Tinder. I didn't even know what Tinder was till like maybe 6 months ago. I kept hearing the name, and I didn't even know what Tinder was. What is that? All these social media platforms. I mean, I know I work on social media, but I didn't know what Tinder was. I was like, what? What do you mean? I was like, okay. So we need another platform to do that at. And y'all know the platforms. Don't play with me. Y'all know the platforms. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, like, in the world that we live in, we don't celebrate commitment anymore. And to commit to be a parent is not easy. It's not the easiest thing in the world. Committing to be a husband, committing to be a wife is not the easiest thing. I'm not saying I have the perfect marriage. I'm not saying I'm the perfect parent, because neither of those I am not. Neither of those. And by the grace of God, I am moving on to his leading, so I can raise my kids right and I can love my wife and love my family and do what I can to take care of them and to be there for them and be the best me I need to be for them after God. So, I mean, let me know. Let me know what you guys think. But before we go, I just want to let you guys know a couple of things that have been put into place. Now, as far as the show, we do these every week. We're going to be doing these every week. And now with the launch of the podcast of Freedom Friday, is going to be available on Anchor. And it's also going to be on several other podcast platforms. And as each podcast becomes available on other podcast platforms like Spotify, like iTunes and things like that, and SoundCloud, I will keep you guys updated. But I started the podcast to basically, for those who don't get to catch the live show on Facebook, who didn't get a chance to chime in and comment and things like that on Facebook, so you guys can feel free to watch, even if you want to catch it later, you can, if you didn't get a chance to watch, because I know some people are at work, so if they want to, you know, they can put on the podcast and listen to it instead of watching it, and then they watch it later or vice versa. So that's the reasoning behind me starting the podcast. So make sure you look out for Freedom Fridays on Anchor FM. So you can go to anchor.fm on your computer, or you can use it. You can use the app. And the app is available for iOS and Android. So you can go to anchor.fm and catch the Freedom Friday podcast on there. You can also do your own podcast on anchor.fm/start, and you can put your voice out there and, you know, let people know about, you know, what means the most to you and speak about what you're passionate about. And it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free. So if you're into speaking and things like that, and you want to get your voice out there, you want to raise your profile, definitely check out anchor.fm/start, and you'll be able to start your own podcast absolutely free, and you'll be on your way. And also, if you support my content, if you like what you see and hear, you can always go to patreon.com/millionaireinsight, all one word, and you can become a patron. There is monthly gifts that you can give if you want to. You can start as low as $5, and you can do a one-time gift of $5 for a one-time gift of $5, you'll actually get one of my best money-making apps available for iOS and Android. So for a one-time gift of $5, you will get information about that app after that. And you can also do a monthly gift, which helps. Helps me put out videos, helps me put out the podcast, helps me work on other mediums to put out my content and things like that. So if you appreciate the content, you can definitely support that But with the monthly gifts, whatever monthly gift that you decide, if you commit to doing a monthly gift, you'll get access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, director's cut videos, unedited stuff, bloopers, and things like that. because, listen, recording these things are not always easy, and I don't always get it in the first take. So, you know, it's definitely going to be some things on the cutting room floor that you'll have access to as a patron for Millionaire Insight on Patreon.com. You can always catch my videos on YouTube as well, at YouTube.com, and you can look up Millionaire Insight, the number 4 and the word life, all one word, on YouTube.com, and you'll be able to also catch episodes of Freedom Friday that you missed, along with the dozens of other videos and other content. You know, so go on there and you can definitely check out some of that and some of the other videos, also vlogs on there that you can check out on YouTube.com. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and leave a comment. Let me know that you stopped by. It's always great to interact with you guys. So I do have a lot of fun watching the comments and watching the conversation and things like that. So I want to give you guys an opportunity to get as much out of the content as possible. And if you have suggestions of topics that you want me to talk about, you want me to put my two cents on, make sure you email me, you crazy. Make sure you email me and let me know which topic you want me to talk about, and we'll get that on the show. And also, lastly, coming soon here, I will be bringing back the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Definitely, I'm working on that for the podcast as well. So we will be having the Entrepreneur Spotlight, where we get to highlight your business. I also interview you for the show live via video, and also on the audio for podcast as well. So if you are interested in coming on the Entrepreneur Spotlight for Freedom Fridays, make sure you message me, let me know, drop a comment, let me know if you want to be a part of it, and we'll definitely set some things up. We're still working on some technical issues with that, so we can get that on stream for you guys. But we definitely have past Entrepreneur Spotlights on YouTube.com, so you can check those out and see how that goes. So I love giving people the opportunity to talk about their business and things like that, get their name out there, because I believe everybody has the opportunity to do something that God has blessed them with. God has implanted that gift in them that they can share with the world. And the Bible says your gift will make room for you. So I want to give as many people the ability and the option to do that, to be able to put themselves and their business in front of the people that it needs to be in front of. So before we sign off here, I want to leave you guys with this financial tip. I haven't done a financial tip in a little bit. So the financial tip for today is establishing an emergency fund. Now, if you don't know what that is, an emergency fund basically is funds you don't touch. Funds, it's a short-term idea where you have 3 to 6 months of your savings for your bills. Like, let's say your rent, your utilities, your responsibilities, even your phone bill and things like that, car payment, everything that you pay for, you have 3 months worth of savings that in case of anything, let's say, you know, you need to get a big replacement or a repair or something like that. You can do that, or God forbid you lose your job or something like that. You can have 3 months worth of bills, 3 to 6 months worth of bills paid until you start making money again and you start getting income flowing steadily again in your home. So the importance of that's just one part of your financial house, but it's an essential part of your financial house, because having your emergency fund gets it so that you're not touching money that you need on a weekly or monthly basis in order to handle these things that will come up unexpectedly. So that's my financial tip for today's show. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me today on this birthday edition of Freedom Friday. Yes, I will be celebrating hard today, because today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's my birthday, so I'm definitely going to be having some fun today. So I want to thank you guys so much for joining me today. I want you to thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for all the love. Every one of you on my profile will stop by to say happy birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I pray that God bless you, and that God keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. I pray that he expands your borders, and that he gives you everything that he desires for your life. So until next time, guys, live life, love God. See you when I see you. Peace.